This article will be studied during the week of March 30th through April 5th. Speak the truth graciously. Theme text: Jehovah, the God of truth. Psalm 31:5. Song 76. How does it make you feel? Focus: How to speak the truth so that it will do the most good.
Paragraph 1, question. What must we do to be part of Jehovah's family?
When we first meet a fellow worshiper of Jehovah, one of the questions we usually ask each other is, how did you learn the truth? Some answer that question by saying that they were raised in the truth. Others might say that they recently came into the truth. We answer in such ways because the truth of God's Word influences our entire way of life. Why? Because we know that we can be part of Jehovah's family only if we prove that we love the truth and live by it. That includes being honest in our speech and actions.
Paragraph 2, question A. What reputation did Jesus have? Question B. What effect would the truths Jesus taught have on people?
Jesus always spoke the truth. His enemies acknowledged that he would speak honestly even when what he had to say was unpopular. Regarding the effect of the truths he taught, Jesus said, "I came to cause division with a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Matthew 10:35. Jesus did not want people to react negatively to the message that he and his followers preached, but he was realistic. He knew that his message would divide the world into two groups: those who love Bible truth and those who do not.
Paragraph 3, question. What will we discuss in this article?
Like Jesus, we try to be honest, speaking the truth at all times, even though doing so means being unpopular. And we preach and teach Bible truth, even though some might be upset by what we say. Does this mean that we do not need to give any consideration to how and when we speak the truth? Not at all. In this article, we will first answer a basic question: where can we find the truth? We will then answer a related question: why, how, and when should we speak the truth? The answers to those questions will help us improve our ability to speak the truth graciously, that is, with tact and at the right time. Where can we find the truth?
Paragraph 4, question. Why can we say that Jehovah is the source of truth?
Jehovah is the source of truth. Everything he says is truth. For example, the statements he makes about what is right and what is wrong are true. Everything he says about the future comes true. He never breaks a promise. In fact, it is impossible for Jehovah to lie. For good reason, Jehovah is known as the God of truth. Psalm 31:5.
Paragraph 5, question. Why is it not hard to find the God of truth? Explain.
Despite what some people say, it is not hard to find Jehovah, the God of truth. Evidence of his existence is all around us. When speaking to a group of Greek intellectuals in Athens, the Apostle Paul said that God wants us to find him and that he is not far off from each one of us.
Acts 17:27 reads,
"So that they would seek God, if they might grope for him and really find him, although, in fact, he is not far off from each one of us."
In fact, Jehovah draws to himself humble people who are searching for the truth.
Paragraph 6, question. What are some of the truths contained in the Bible, and why do you appreciate knowing those truths?
One of the ways we can find Jehovah is by studying the Bible. The men who wrote that book were inspired by God's Holy Spirit. So everything contained in the Bible is the truth and is worthy of our trust. For example, we can trust what it says about the origin of our universe and of life on Earth. We can believe what it says about why we all sin and why there is so much suffering and death. We can trust it completely when it says that Jehovah, by means of his Son, will undo all the damage done by Satan, the father of the lie. John 8:44. And we can rely on the Bible's promise that Jesus will destroy the wicked, raise the dead, restore the earth, and help us to become perfect. What a privilege Jehovah has given us! He has taught us the truth, and he gives us the opportunity to teach it to others. Why we speak the truth.
Paragraphs 7 and 8 question, does our motive for speaking the truth matter? Give an example.
As mentioned earlier, we must speak truthfully if we want to be part of Jehovah's family. However, to please him, we must do more than just speak honestly. The reason why we speak the truth matters to Jehovah. Consider what happened during Jesus' ministry on earth.
Mark 3:11-12 reads,
"Even the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, would fall down before him and cry out and say, 'You are the Son of God.' But many times he sternly ordered them not to make him known."
While Jesus was preaching near the Sea of Galilee, large crowds gathered around him. Among them were some demon-possessed people who fell down in front of Jesus and then cried out to him, "You are the Son of God." Why did the demons tell the truth about Jesus? Their goal may have been to gain the confidence of those who listened to them, and then to draw them away from serving Jehovah. The demons initially told the truth, but their motives were selfish. They did not fool Jesus or please him. In fact, Jesus ordered the demons not to preach about him. What lesson can we learn from this account? Our motives for telling the truth matter to Jehovah. How important it is that our motive for teaching the truth is pure and that we direct any glory we receive not to ourselves, but to Jehovah.
The picture collage for paragraphs 7 and 8 shows scenes contrasting how a sister conducts a Bible study with a young woman. The sister talks about herself as her Bible is turned over on a table. The sister holds her Bible open and shows a scripture to the student. The picture caption reads, "When you teach the truth, to whom do you draw attention?" Paragraph 9, question, what should we avoid doing and why?
Consider another situation in which we need to avoid seeking glory for ourselves. Suppose that a responsible brother entrusted us with some confidential information, and we then pass on that information to others. If our listeners later find out that what we told them was true, they might be impressed with what we know and assume that we are entrusted with a lot of confidential information. This could raise their estimation of how important we are, but it will not elevate God's view of us. Why? Because not only did we share confidential matters, but we also told the truth with an improper motive. How to speak the truth.
Paragraph 10, question, how would you define gracious speech? Colossians 4:6 reads,
"Let your words always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should answer each person."
The Apostle Paul reminded Christians living in Colossae that their speech should always be gracious. What does that mean? The original language expression conveys the idea that our speech should not only be beneficial to the listener, but also be kind and appealing.
Paragraphs 11 and 12 question, why must we teach the truth with care? Illustrate.
We need to apply Paul's counsel to be gracious when we teach the truth to others. The Bible itself likens the truths it contains to a sharp sword that can divide our soul and spirit. In other words, it can reveal our true inner feelings and motives. But if we do not use the Bible skillfully, we could cause needless offense and unnecessary conflict. How might that happen? Imagine this scene. In our ministry, we meet a sincere man who regularly prays to images, and he enjoys celebrating Christmas and Easter with his family. Using the Bible, we could show the man how foolish it is to pray to lifeless statues and prove to him that Christmas and Easter are pagan celebrations. If we did so during our very first conversation with him, we would be telling the truth, but we would not be using God's word skillfully.
The picture collage for paragraphs 11 and 12 shows scenes contrasting how a couple witnessed to a man on his doorstep while his family decorates a Christmas tree inside. The couple show the man the article, "What Does the Bible Say About Christmas?" found on JW.org. The man's arms are crossed as he listens with a stern look on his face. The couple show the man the article, "How to Be a Good Dad," found on JW.org. The man smiles as he listens. The picture description reads, "In the first photo, a brother sees the householder's Christmas tree and shows him an article about the pagan origins of Christmas. In the second photo, the brother shows the householder an article that has practical suggestions for fathers. Which of the two approaches will be more effective?" The picture caption reads, "How can you teach the truth skillfully?" Paragraph 13, question: "How can we season our words with salt?"
Paul also said that his readers should season with salt what they say. He did not mean that we should try to disguise the truth or to hide it. Rather, he was urging us to use speech that is seasoned so that we will present the truth in a way that appeals to the taste of the listener. Doing that can be a challenge. Regarding literal food, our tendency may be to think that others want their food seasoned to our taste. Similarly, we may think that our manner of speaking is appealing to everyone. But that is not the case. For instance, people from some cultural backgrounds may tend to have a direct way of expressing their opinion, even when speaking to those who are older than they are. Those from other cultures might find that type of communication unacceptable, even offensive. Paul said that we must know how we should answer each person. This implies that we should season what we say, not according to our taste or cultural background, but according to our listener's taste. When to speak the truth.
Paragraph 14, question: "While on earth, did Jesus teach his disciples all that he knew? Explain."
Jesus always spoke graciously to his followers, and he kindly taught them many things. But there was still much for them to learn. Jesus did not try to teach them everything he knew. He was considerate of their limitations. He understood that it was not the right time for them to learn some truths. In fact, he said that they would not be able to bear those truths. What does this teach us?
Paragraph 15, question: "Must we teach our Bible students everything we know all at once?" Explain.
Jesus' example shows that knowing the truth does not mean that we need to teach everything we know all at once. How might we follow Jesus' example? We must be considerate of people's circumstances. Think again of the man who enjoys celebrating Christmas and Easter with his family. We know that these celebrations are of pagan origin and are not approved by God. But imagine that you started studying the Bible with the man a week or two before Christmas. Would we be speaking graciously if we showed him what the Bible says about pagan celebrations and expected him to stop celebrating Christmas immediately? True, some students may quickly apply all that they learn from the Bible. Others, however, take more time to adjust their thinking and actions. We can help our Bible students make progress if we tell them what they need to know when they need to hear it, that is, when they are able to bear it.
Proverbs 25:11 reads,
"Like apples of gold and silver carvings is a word spoken at the right time."
The picture for paragraph 15 shows the couple from the previous image studying the Enjoy Life Forever brochure with the man at his home. The Christmas tree is nearby. The picture caption reads, "Follow Jesus' example in deciding when to speak the truth and how much to say." Paragraph 16, question: how can we help our Bible students to go on walking in the truth?
Few things bring us as much joy as helping others learn the truth about Jehovah. We can help them to go on walking in the truth if we do the following. Continue to set a good example for them. 3 John 3 and 4. Make sure that your way of life proves that you believe in the promises found in God's Word. Speak the truth with a pure motive. Speak graciously, using gentle, kind words at the right time when teaching the truth. And direct any praise you receive to Jehovah. If you do so, you will prove that you belong to Jehovah, the God of truth. What did you learn from the following scriptures? Acts 17:27, Colossians 4:6, Proverbs 25:11, Song 160, Good News. End of article.